on the lotus whirl of Goloka Vrindavan, which has 1,000 petals, which is shaped like 1,000 petal lotus flowers. So Sri Guru, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur, are actually residents of Goloka Vrindavan. And they've descended here with Goloka Vrindavan in their hearts. And by surrendering to them, they manifest that Vrindavan Dham in the heart of the sincere sadhu. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadhama. Bhakti Sadhama. He is the abode of all different types of bhakti. There are three types of bhakti, three stages of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And Sri Gurudev is the only abode of those three stages of bhakti. Kevala bhakti sadma, bandham vi savadana mate. So very carefully, with great awe and reverence, I worship his lotus feet and offer him dandavat pranams. Guru Mukha Padma Vaikya Chite Te Kordiya Aikya Jahara Prashade Vai E Bhava Toriya Jai. O brothers, you should know, you should understand that by taking shelter of Sri Gurudev, you can cross over the ocean.
What is the meaning of taking shelter?
Taking shelter means to...
How you will know that he has taken shelter?
Accepting his instructions. Following instructions.
Mm-hmm. Taking shelter means that he has no independent philosophy. He has no independent activities. But he's fully dependent on Sri Gurudev. Fully dependent means he follows everything that Sri Gurudev does, both externally and internally. And this is the essence of all instructions of Sri Rupa Goswami, who Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction to Sri Upadeshamrita, is the father of the Krishna consciousness movement. Or the Krishna consciousness movement is working under his supervision. So one takes shelter externally by acting as Gurudev is teaching in this world with all the speech and the activities of the body, performing sadhana, performing the nine angas of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmani vedanam, and full surrender, which is actually the meaning of diksha, is that one has gotten from the spiritual master his internal, eternal relationship with Krishna. And internally, 24 hours a day, he's serving Krishna with his internal form, his siddha swarup. So full surrender means externally following and internally following.
Devotee cannot do like this, but yet he can do that. He should obey all his orders. He should give up his own wish in anything. He should do for Gurudev, to obey Gurudev. He should not think what is better and bad or anything. He should obey his Gurudev. But I offered myself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. But I will not obey. This I will not do. Then not obey. So, if I will have to give my this head to obey him, we should do. But we should also think, there was a boy in Mahabharata. What was his name? Ekalabya. He went to Ekalabya, to Dronacharya, and prayed him that I am giving my whole thing in your lotus feet. I want that you should teach me
archery.
Arrow and bow.
Archery.
He told, why you want to take this vidya of archery, knowledge of archery? He could not answer properly. He has a mode to kill Arjuna and to defeat Arjuna and also to defeat Krishna. He knew this. Dronacharya knew this. So he refused. But he still went, Eklavya went into forest and made a statue of Dronacharya and began to try. Began to do abhyas. Abhyas?
Practice.
He was practicing for a long time. In the meantime, Dronacharya, taking his all disciples, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Duryodhan, and all, five Pandavas and 100 Kaurava. 105. He went to the same forest and wanted to take some examination of these boys. But at once he saw that there was a dog and he was trying to bark, but from anywhere some arrows came and pulled off his mouth and he could not bark. But no a scratch even was there in his mouth. He was all right, but mouth was full. He could not bark. Dronacharya said, that is a very strange thing. Who had done this? He went forward and saw that a very black person, young, energetic, having his oars and barrels, and he's practicing. Who told that? Who are you? I'm Eklavya. What are you doing? Who has done this to this dog? I have done. Oh, you are so expert. Who is your guru? My guru is Dronacharya. Oh, I am Dronacharya myself. I have not given? No, you have given. Your statue has given. Then you will have to give some dakshina. No? You can want anything dakshina I will give you. Give your right thumb. At once he took his sword and cut it out and took it. This Anjali. And he gave it. He took it. And no response. He returned with all the boys. Some person not knowing the purpose of this, they think Eklavya was very
great.
Great. He was so much offered to his Gurudev. And he served his Gurudev and he is the best Guru. Disciple. No? Best disciple. But our scriptures and real gurus and authorities are against this. He was not a good
bona fide disciple.
His master was not happy to learn this, but yet he learned against his Gurudev will. And that is why Dronacharya knew that in future he will be a very dangerous person against bhakti, bhakta and Bhagavan. After some time, when Mahabharata was gone, he became very this boy became very furious to Krishna and Arjuna. And he came in front of Krishna and Arjuna, began to fight and began to kill Krishna and Arjuna. But Krishna took his
Sudarshan chakra,
fell, and it was no more. So he was not a disciple at all. He was a demon. But general person take him like a bona fide disciple. So you should know. I know that some devotees have kept their disciples' name Ekalabya. But I think they are so ignorant. They should not keep their disciples' name or son dot name Ekalabya. This is not Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, like others, they are Guru Bhakta. Rupa Goswami is true disciple, true guru also. Those who are true disciple, they may be true guru also. Guru never makes any disciple. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told. A guru never makes any disciple. What he makes? All gurus. To whom they will touch, they will guru. And they say that we are not guru. So, jahara prasade bhai,
e
bhavatariya jaya.
Krishna bhakti bhai jahara.
Go on. After that.
Gurumaka padma vaikya chitete koriya aikya. Here Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur is praying that make the words that are coming from your lotus mouth one with my heart. Your heart and your words are one, so make my heart and your heart one.
No. The meaning is this. Gurumukha padma vakya chitete kariya aikya. You should take the guru words in your heart. Don't take anything. And this will purpose the service. Arna kariya mane asha. Let everything aside. But the order of my Gurudev, the teachings of my Gurudev, is everything. If I will do, bhakti will come, Krishna will be also happy, all will be happy. If it is a career, one, I should must obey Gurudev. I listen Gurudev, the teachings of Gurudev will make me to serve Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the meaning of chitete kariyat. You should know that Shastravani, Krishna words, Shastra words, are same as Gurudev. Sometimes we don't understand this fact, but really this. If bona fide guru is, his words are following all the Ved mantras and the Krishna words all follow Gurudev. So, if there is Guru mercy, then there is the mercy of Krishna and all. Yahar jasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Jasya prasadam nagati, like this. One strength that I must follow my
Guru. Unflinching faith.
Then what is?
Sri Guru Charane Rati.
Sri Guru Charane Rati.
Ehi
se uttama gati. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Sei se uttama rati. What uttama rati? Rati to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Radha. What Gurudev wants? He wants that you all should serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is it. When Gurudev will be happy, if you are summoning Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is happy. Otherwise he will not be happy. By giving anything to him, he will never take anything. Only he wants. This is the manovist of Gurudev. To please Radha and Krishna. Only. Then?
Chakshudana
Dila. I was so blind. So much blind. But Gurudev gave me
eyes.
Who gave eyes to Narottam Thakur? Jiva Goswami and first Jiva Goswami. Because he is Sikhya Guru. For Narottam Thakur, Jiva Goswami is more important than his Gurudev Loknath Goswami. So he is always trying to please Jiva Goswami. Because he knows that to serve Jiva Goswami is to serve Loknath Goswami. That is why Narottam Thakur has told that when my Gurudev Loknath Goswami will come and take me and he will offer in the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami. So we should try to understand the deep meanings and do accordingly. Only wordings will not do anything. I am doing kirtan daily, three times, four times, and not obeying all these things. Not doing. In fact, will that? Will be sahajiya or anything more. So, let us begin from Guru service, obeying Gurudev. If Gurudev is bona fide, we should not think that whether his order is good or bad. I have nothing to worry to carry my order of my Gurudev because I know that what he is telling is true to accident. You have nothing to worry in the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami because he is true to extent. So you must carry what he is telling. Don't think whether it is wrong or right. Nothing. He is not a Kanishtha adhikari. He is not a Madhyam adhikari. But he is for like this. Then
Prema Bhakti
Jaha. So, he will give us Bhakti Netra in this work, after this work, after this work. Till we will not be liberated and we will be in Goloka. He will always come and help. He has done Pratigya. If anyone he takes his shelter, he never gives up. He never takes his unearths or even very general mistakes. Always excuse. So it may be so many births. But yet he will help. And he will help after. We have seen in Brihad Bhagavatamita Sanatana Goswami. That in hundred and lakhs births he helped his disciple. So this is a very great hope for us. He will never, we may give him, but he will never give. Prema Bhakti Abhidya Banasya. First, Prema Bhakti will come by serving him and every anarth will go away. Offenses will go away. First, our offenses should go away and then Prema Bhakti will come. It is absurd. As much as Bhakti will come, it will be first Bhava Bhakti, then Prema Bhakti. And all kinds of anarth and offenses will go away. Otherwise not. If bhakti is not there and you are trying in lakhs and lakhs, but you cannot do. So we must try to serve Gurudev and to have some bhakti, and then they will go automatically. Otherwise, no. Don't try more to give up offenses and control mind and all these things. It will come out automatically if you are serving loyally to your Gurudev. Dibhya Gyan. All Gyan will come. Samandha Gyan, Avidheya Gyan, Devijan Gyan. Everything will come. So go on. So he is telling, Haha Prabhu Karadaya. Seeing no alternative at all. There is nothing alternative. Then weeping bitterly, weeping with tears, we should pray to Gurudev, telling that you are the manifestation of Sivadev Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. You are so much causeless, merciful. Be merciful to me. I am blind. Having so many anarths, Ah Prabhu Karadaya, Padachaya, the shade of your lotus feet. Padachaya, Tuhapadeva, I am taking shelter, but I am not qualified to take shelter, but yet I am praying you to make me so that I may fully surrender. So we should try to do. Narottam Thakur has written a book, Prarthana, but very little book, containing so many Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And this is the Mangalacharan of this in the beginning. At first there were not so many books. Only Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all others. This is the purport of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And first Kirtan is this. Ekta Kirtan Karo Kuchu. Kata Mithi Vishan Kare Nabhati. Ajnana-tirandasya Jnana-jana-salakaya Chachur-unmilitam jena Tasmai-si-gurave Vancha-kalpataru-bhyasya Kripa-sindhu-bhyasya Patitanam-pāna-nevyo Vaisa-nevyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Premataye Krishna Yukishna Chaitanya Gauratishena Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Yudharalaya Krishna Yukishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Bhakta Vihina Paradhalakshaya Chittascha kama vitaranga madhye Kripamayu tvam saranam dhapanya Brinde namaste charma tavai vasmi najivam taya vina Iti vijnana ravi pangyama Atul this lok anarpita charin chirag. It was composed by Rupa Goswami in his Vidagdha Madhav. Very authentic book of Rupa Goswami. He was writing a book to fulfill the wishes of Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was coming from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri in the way in a village named Sattadhamapur. He has a dream in the last night. If anyone in the last night sees dream, and after that he don't again sleep, then it may be true. And for devotees who are so high class of devotees, their all dreams are true. Radhika's dream, Krishna's dream, devotee's dream, never falls. So he saw a dream that a very beautiful Divya Devi has come and telling me that don't make one book, make two books, one of Braja and another from for Dwarka. Don't mix. Then he began to make, he thought that Satyabhama is doing this. Here is Satyabhama and he is doing it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in Puri, he came to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in a, any way, then don't take Brajanandan Krishna out of Vrindavan. That is, what is the meaning? You should not take this Krishna to Dwarka and Mathura. Tattvata, they are one. No difference at all. But by Rash Vichar, when the vision of Rash, Brajendanandan and Vasudev Nandan are not same. They are different. But by tattva they are one. Ordinary person cannot take this thing. Only if Madhyam Adhikari is there and he is in line of Rupa Goswami, he can understand these things. Rupa Goswami at once stored this, understood. And for one book he made this Mangalacharna. When he was in Puri, in the cottage of Haridas Thakur, he was so humble that he don't use to go on foot to take darshan of Jagannath. Always very far away, and from there he used to do Sashtang Pranam. Because I am so wretched, I am Muslimi, I have no quality, I am impure like this. Rupa Goswami also followed Haridas Thakur. Because with Krishna Shah Muslim king, I am also like a Muslim. So he used to be there. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there with his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, all together. Very learned society conference. And they, Sarup Damodar, tell that, what books are you writing? Show me. He was so ashamed that he was not going to show these things. But they told repeatedly, so he gave it. Oh, you should recite the first shloka, Mangalacharanam, Sarup Damodar told. He was so learned. He began to recite this. Anarpita charin chirat karunayavatirna kalau samarpayitam unnato jalar samsarabhis hariha purva sundara dut kadamb sandeep sada hridaya kandare spurutame sachinandana. All became so happy. How beautiful, full of all kinds of siddhanta in this book. We have never heard like this We have heard so many things, so slow, but never heard like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is not good slow. Three charan. Three lines of this shloka. It's so better, so better. But us purvatame sachinandanaha, it is like poison in milk. It has made wrong all things. Sarat Damodar told that this fourth line has made it as if in so much condensed milk there is campus or mystery there.
Sugar.
It has made it more tasteful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all, be merciful to Rupa Goswami so that he may know my heart and he can fulfill my all desires. Now we are going to explain this sloka. Why Krishna Das Kaviraj took this sloka in Mangalacharan? He was so learned person, he can make hundreds of sloka in very little time, in moments. He had made so many sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has made Gopal, Govinda Lila Amrit Sob. No. Himself he has done. Govinda Lila Amrita. He has done about more than 1,000 shlokas there. So many in all shlokas he has done. So many good books he has written. Why he took this shloka? Because undoubtedly Rupa Goswami is Siddha Mahapurush and he is Rupa Manjari. If he makes glorify Krishna and praise Krishna, his prayer will be more effectful, powerful than my. I'm so ordinary person. I have no bhakti at all. So, if the prayers of Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, are the slokas of Rupa Goswami and all others, Sarup Namodar, we will recite. It will be more powerful than we will do ourselves. We should not do kirtan of other persons who are not qualified and who are not devotional persons. They can make so ornamented language in English or Hindi or Bengali or Sanskrit, but we should not sing. We should sing songs of authentic Vaishnavas. So he is taking and praying. By this praying, surely our Ishta Dev will be so happy. Anarpit charin chira. Anarpit. Anarpit means not given. Pachirat, for a long time, what has not been given. What is that long period? Long period that in a Brahma day, it contains so many years. 3 lakhs.
4 lakhs.
32,000 years make Kali Yuga. Twice to this Dwapar. thrice treta, and chatur four folded chaturji. All max 8 crore 32 lakhs. And same period, like Sandhya, evening. And all this times became one Manvantar, and then into 14 Manvantar again. Then it comes so many years. So in these years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come, and this unalloyed, unnata ujjwal arasa bhakti sri has not been given. We are lucky, so lucky that we have come. After only 500 years, after going Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, I think that it will be 400 years after Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. 250 years Narottam Thakur and Chakravarti Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 100 years. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he, in 37, then how much now, to up till now?
60 years.
Only 66 years he has passed. And it is only 30 years our Gurudev, and Swami
20 years.
20 years only, Swami 20 years gap now. Siddhar Maharaj more nearer, 10 years. So we are lucky. So we should try to understand and follow all these things. If you are not doing, following, then again it may be that lakhs and lakhs births will go away and no suitable time will come. So we will lose it forever if you are not trying for this. If you are going to bona fide, going and qualified in this birth, then it may be that you will come after 200 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after that birth you will go to that same planet where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing with his all associates. So we should try to understand all this. You should not think that it is only propaganda, this is look. No? We should try to know that it is bona fide to, as Krishna is himself. Now he is telling, Karunaya Vataranah Kalau in Kali Yuga, when seven Manvantar had gone away, seven Manu had, were changed, seven Indra were changed. In seventh, when 27 Kali Yugas and Satyuga Treta all were changed, in 28th Chatur Yugi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his all associate. Krishna came to this world. How? Why he came? Samarpayitum unnata ujjalara sangsva bhakti siyam. This whole is one line. samarpayitum, to give. What thing to give? Very precious and rare thing. Brahma Shankar, even Sukhdev Goswami, Narada Goswami, Shankar, they want to have this thing. But we think that they have not got it. What is this? They want this. Uddhava went to Vrindavan, you know, and he realized the glory of Nanda Baba Yashoda. He realized the glory of gopis, especially of Srimati Radhika. And he became so happy. But he became hopeless. We go to any mountain and see that Everest of India is about 30,000 feet. So high. We cannot be like that, so high. No? So he came to Uddhava, came to Braja from Mathura. And he was saying, gopis, Nanda Baba Yashoda. He told, he saw that Nanda Baba is weeping, thinking Krishna to be his son. He's thinking, how is it this? Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, more than Narayan and Ram and all others. And he has come mercifully to Nand house and he has become like a son. But really he is not son of anyone. He is not son of Vasudev or Nand or Yashoda. But how it is a strange thing that he is thinking that Krishna is his son. Nand Baba is telling, will Krishna come? He remembers us. And he began to weep and loudly so. I want to forget Krishna. And for this I go to Yamuna, on the bank of Yamuna. But I see that there are so many trees, creepers and Yamuna itself, that they began to tell the history of Krishna. And remembers me. So again he comes and wants to console his heart and to forget Krishna, and he goes to Vrindavan. But all the trees are crying, Krishna, Krishna. He went to Rasa Lila Sthali. That is Vaishnava. He went to Bandirvan. When he went to Kali Hrada, he went to Govardhan, to whom he lifted. All the places are crying. All the dusts are crying for Krishna. They remember me. I become. So, never taking any rest, always weeping. I was telling that how fortunate they are. Thinking Krishna, this supreme personality of Godhead, thinking merely very loving child, loving son. He told to Nanda Baba, oh, you and Yashoda are so fortunate that you are thinking Krishna to be your son and very affectionate to him, sometimes chastising him, sometimes binding him, his hands, rebuking him. Oh, he was so fortunate. Hearing this, Nanda Baba told Uddhava, I thought that you have become so qualified in the association of Krishna, but I see that you are very ignorant. like anything. Very ignorant. We have no knowledge at all. You are very foolish. No intelligence at all. You are telling me, so fortunate, who is most wretched in this world? That Supreme Personality of God had come to me. And he came, I could not please him, and he left me and he went to Mathura. I could not die like Maharaj Dasarath, telling Krishna, Krishna. So I am not a good father. And he began to weep. Uddhava is telling this, oh, I have done wrong. Certainly, I am foolish. He was the private secretary of Krishna. He was mantri, prime minister. He was servant. He was everything of Krishna. But now he cannot think that whether I have done wrong or right. I have come to console Nanda Baba Yashoda and all Brajavasi. And now they are weeping so bitterly. But I know that they are fortunate. This is not wrong. But I should not have told them that you should weep for Krishna. If anyone is weeping for Krishna and one tear comes, then he is certainly a fortunate person. So Nanda Baba is weeping. So he is really a fortunate person. But Uddhav tells, thinks that I have done mistake. I cannot tell him that you should weep more. Then how I can console him? So what should I do? I should say that, oh Nanda Baba, you are so fortunate, you should weep bitterly. I cannot say. And I cannot stop him weeping. Because you know that all Shastra has told me. Difference is there. That in this Vrindavan, Siddha, Asiddha, all can see the Krishna pastimes here, in this Bhoma Vrindavan. Duryodhan also can see. But he will not say that he is Krishna. He will say that this is the son of any boy, cowherd boy. Also Narada will see, and oh, he is what he is? Supreme Personality of God, he is Krishna, doing all this pranam. But when he will go to Braja, Bhauma Vrindavan, Yashoda will come? No, here. In this Bhauma Vrindavan, in Gokul he will go. Yashoda will take his Lal, his son, Krishna, and will fall in the flat of Narada Baba, and he will take the feet dust of Narada and tell that your feet dust will save Krishna. Now this, what Narada is thinking? See this, listen. I should not make any problem for Krishna pastimes. Let it going on. I should not disturb. So he is fearing also, trembling also, and seeing the glories of Danda, Yashoda, Gopi, Yathrida. So in this pastime, in this Bhauma Vrindavan, Bhauma Mathu Mandal, all can go. Whether they are Siddha or not. But after some time, here, in 10 years, it will disappear. And we will not see here. But in Golok Vrindavan, only Siddha can go. Her prame, love, affection has been perfected. And forever they will go. And they will never return to this world. Anyone any soul, Siddha, Kayaduha, Nitya Siddha, if they will touch Krishna and go to that Golok Vrindavan, never, never, never they will be come to this. Because they will never be opposite to Krishna. Bimukh nahi ho sakte. They will be never opposite. They cannot forget Krishna. So there is no Maya. No? Maya is not. Only Jog Maya is there. So make them connected and always giving service to Krishna. So there is no chance of falling. So any conditioned soul has not come from that place, Siddha Bhumi. They have come from a Tatastha line from Karnabhya Vishnu. So Krishna, to help the jivas and to bestow his causeless mercy, to samarpayitum, this is the explanation of samarpayitum, only one word. Samarpayitum. What samarpayitum? What to give? He has come in a Brahma one day here in Bhauma Vrindavan. He has come in one day of Brahma. Why he has come? And in next trip, after 10-15 minutes, I will tell you something about this. One kirtan should be done.
All the Goswamis, Nath Goswami is also the whole world, giving all. He is doing bhajan for all. So, you should bestow mercy also to persons fallen like me, to all. Vaishnava does not praise only for him. He prays for all. Narottam Thakur is praying for all. Then another kirtan. As you like.
All of the suffering of the Jiva souls.
Very good. Krishna has so many qualities, all kinds of qualities. He is so powerful. Six kinds of opulence also there. But his all qualities among Kripa Shakti is prominent. Kripa Shakti.
Mercy energy.
So, all Gurudev is the embodiment of Krishna mercy. Guru has all the mercy in him, what Krishna has. And he can, by this, can put up the fire of taking birth and all other things, suffering, sorrow. So I do pranam. Mahaprabhur kirtana nitya gita vaditra madhyan manasho romancha kampasya taranga bhajo vande. What is the meaning of this?
My Gurudev is always chanting the glories of Krishna in Kirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes his hair stands on end, tears are coming from his eyes.
Yeah.
I offer my humble obeisances.
Don't see that he only teaches others and tells to do kirtan, not doing himself. If he is not doing himself, he is not guru. He should chant, remember, weep in Krishna, affection, love, Mahaprabhu, himself, doing aarti, doing all kinds of services. He is expert in everything. If he is not expert in all kinds of service, doing himself, then actually he is not qualified to be a guru. So my Gurudev always chanting, remembering, oh, I have seen my Gurudev dancing, beautiful dance. We cannot do like that. In mode, having done like this, very good mridanga vadak.
Mridanga player.
And on the each tal.
Beat.
He used to jump like Mahaprabhu. He can gulp from here to there. Like the sounds of mridanga with all mridangawala. They're very beautiful. Badak mridanga badak. I have seen with Guru Maharaj. And any one tal cannot cut, otherwise they will die. Tears coming. Very good. He used to also, once I was playing on mridanga, but I don't know so well. He took the mridanga from me and began to
play by himself.
He was expert in all things, writing, reading, delivering lectures, everything. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. You are expert in all. The Guru should be quite disturbing. A Guru should. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that my Guru is also, was expert in everything. Dancing, remembering, chanting, weeping, serving Krishna, Mahaprabhu. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana Shingara Tan Mandir Marinath Yuktasya Bhaktansa Nijan Jatopi Bhante. You?
Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana, spiritual master, he is very expert in worshipping Acha Vigraha form, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. That the spiritual master is very expert in worshipping the.
So he's engaged in the temple.
The spiritual master is very expert. He's always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. What's the next line?
He also engages
his disciples.
I'll give you one slow. don't worry. Let him tell wrong or right.
Yes. He also engages his disciples in such worship, dressing the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments. What's the next line?
Rendering such devotion, sir.
And he engages them in cleaning the temple and engage in other such worship of my respectful basis.
Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did himself. Mandir Marjan, Gundicha. More dust he used to collect than anyone also inner dust, outer dust, everything. If a man, anyone is not so soaking, soaking money,
expert,
no? He is soaking. Soaking money, kya ho?
Expert.
Soaking money, he takes beautiful.
He's fond of
clothing.
This thing, decorating, having garland, luxurious, perhaps is not so much luxurious, then he cannot serve Radha Krishna and deity more. Those who are detached from worldly things, they can worship, they cannot serve. But like Bilva Mangal, he was so much attached and he knew how to serve Krishna in that way. If there is a male person, if I order that, you should decorate Srimati Radhika, how he will decorate? He has never decorated his wife or sisters or anyone, how he can? He cannot match the clothes. Where to give what? He does not know where to give earrings, nose ring, this belt. There are so many ornaments. Guru is expert in giving all these things, where he needs what thing and what match. But those who are not so sweet taste among them, they cannot. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to give all these, this very rich person's sons are, and to learn, to teach all brahmacharis. Our Gurudev is so much, he was so like a Babu. Babu, you know?
Jamindar.
Rich.
Landowner.
So rich person. Very beautiful. Very soft everywhere. And he used to take himself very fine dhoti. Very fine and beautiful cloth, a very beautiful stick in his hand. He used to ride and so very rides on horses, very beautiful horses. And he used to come out also others. He used to do archan himself, kirtan also, delivering lectures. If there are thousands of persons, if needed, he can dictate so good essays,
articles.
Very well. Gurudev should be very expert in all kinds of art. Otherwise he cannot serve. He is also expert and was to cheat others and how to make them in engaged in Krishna service. Mahaprabhu. If anyone not expert, he cannot. So Gurudev, our Gurudev was also so much expert like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Some of you have the association of Swamiji Bhaktivedanta. Personally, you can realize that how he is expert in making puri, chapati, so sweets, delicious, all these things. He was also a rich person in his past. Yes.
So he was like this. So Guru should be like this. So we do pranam always to Gurudev. Or Gurudev on his birthday, because he was playing the role of acharya of after Srila Prabhupada. Everything were ruined after Srila Prabhupada. Some were quarreling here and there, like Swamiji's disciples at that time. He hold the ghode ki lagam jaise pakadte hain.
Reins of horses.
Not reins, but reins of all devotees. And gathered them monthly magazines, periodical magazines.
Dham Parikrama
was
stopped.
Stopped, but he again
started again.
How we are following Kartik Vrata with so many devotees. He began again, which was in the time of Srila Prabhupada. Again began. And again he began to establish mutts everywhere in India. He made a mutt preaching center at Mathura, and he told that if you know Hindi better, you should be in charge there, and from there you can preach. He made in charge of the or press of Bangla press to Pujyapad Bhavan Maharaj. He also engaged Trivikram Maharaj to preach here then. Also in so many engaged. In my beginning days when I joined Mutt, so many tambus. Tambus means
tents.
Where he used to host pilgrims of Nodi Parikrama. I was the superintendent of that. With my own hands, with the taking so many devotees like my age, used to make tents here, there, and managing everything. How to distribute Mahaprasadam among 10,000, 15,000 pilgrims, and to host them where, where, what is problem here and there, and here and managing here. He made me expert also in so many things, writing, reading, publishing books, publishing periodical, all these things in Hindi, Bangla. I want also that a periodical in English also should be there. I proposed a magazine partner.
Religious
of Harmonies. It should come out. So, he made so many, to whom, who disciple he touched, they became like him. So this is the duty of Guru. He is qualified in all. So we do pranam this way. Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Siddhi.
Chaturvidha Singh
Bhagavan. Siradhika Madhava Yura Parabolo.
The spiritual master is very eager to hear and chant about unlimited conjugal pastimes of Sri Radhika and Madhava. And
no. Siradhika Madhava Yura Parabolo.
Siradhika Madhava Yura Parabolo.
Madhurya Lila Gunarupanam Nam Pratikhanashwa.
So the spiritual master is very eager to hear and chant about unlimited conjugal pastimes of Sri Radha and Madhav, and he is relishing these at every moment.
What is the meaning of low loop? Krishna is low loop. Why Krishna is low-look? Low-look means?
Greedy.
Greedy.
Lusty. Not lusty, greedy.
Greedy.
What kind of greedy?
To have the relation, have the association with Radha.
To drink rasa. Madhurya.
Madhurya rasa.
Leela. Gunarupa namnam. Always sinking in the ocean of all these things. Always, if any is telling any Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Mahaprabhu Katha, oh, what you are telling? He will go and see. Verily. If anyone is doing Kirtan, he will do Kirtan. Everything he wants to take as a taste, as nectar is coming out, and he wants to drink. Everything. So we do pranam. Once I was telling to my Gurudev, he was in Mathura, on the cottage, in, on the cot, palanka, and he was doing like this. And thinking very deeply, very deeply. He was so gambhir.
Grave
at that time. Sometimes eyes half
closed.
And sometimes half
open.
I went there and I saw that he is sitting like this. I told that Jiva Goswami, all say that Jiva Goswami is very tattvavi and he is not rasi. But I think that he is so rasi. And began to tell a story of Gopal Champu. That Yashoda has rebuked Krishna. And he has gone to the tree Jamalarjun, Krishna, with boys. And he touched the trees, and trees uprooted and they went this side, not on the there all stuck them. Nandababa ran after Yashodama and all Brijavasi lakhs and lakhs were there. They saw that anyhow Krishna is for a little space he is now
saved.
Otherwise he may have died. Yashoda was just standing and he was so fearing and so he was feeling shy and she was very far away from Krishna. Nanda Baba came and take Krishna in his lap. He softened Krishna and told, who has bind you? He was not telling, but yet, anyhow, he was asking repeatedly. Krishna told in his ear, Mother, oh, Mother has blinded you? She is so cruel. I never knew this, that she is so cruel. I have no relation with her. Do you want to go to your mother? No, Father. No, I don't want to. And he untied and gave a laddu. Laddu, you know?
Gurudhan.
Misty, sweetened. But Krishna was doing.
Taking long breath.
Breathing.
So still doing. Then he took Krishna. He asked Krishna, who bind your mother? No?
Yes.
Who untied?
Father.
Father. I love you. Yes. Not yes, but. And. Nanda Maharaj took on the one shoulder Baladev and another Krishna. He went to Brahmandaghat. You know Brahmandaghat?
Yamuna.
Yamuna.
Gokul Mahavan.
he made bath to Krishna and Baldev, and he took bath himself. And thus, about 4
afternoon,
because so many things were going on. Anyone has not taken anything. Yashoda went to home, palace, not taking anything, no cooking, nothing today. Nanda Baba returned and gave a
sugar candy
to Krishna and Baldev. And he took Krishna and Baldev to any near to cow who was so giving milk. 40 kilo, not less than 40 kilos milk. And he did like this. So, very good was coming from the cows. And Krishna did like this, and he gave. Yeah.
Just like so much
as Krishna and Baldev can take. Now their stomach was full. There with Nanda Baba, where? In the courtyard, the council of Nanda Baba. It became night, about 7.
Evening.
All gopis collected, they came to Nanda Baba. They made any ishara,
hints.
To Baldev. Baldev was naked and Krishna was also naked, very little quiet. They make any indication that you should go and catch hold of Krishna and bring, and we will take it to her mother. Mother. But today, Krishna gave it like this.
Elbow.
And anyhow.
Elbow.
That Krishna, Baldev Prabhu, fell
down.
Fell down. And he was watching. Oh, today very
powerful.
Powerful. Then all Roni Maya came. She asked Krishna, do you not wanting to go to your mother? No. Where you live in night? What they are doing always? Karra karra. Don't do. Then, where you will sleep? I will sleep with my father. To whom
play.
You will play? I will play with Dau Bhaiya. What you will take? Anything my father will give.
Sugar can be in milk.
You don't want to go? No.
No.
No. Then at once Roni Devi told, if your mother is like this, and if he dies, then what? Then he can. Krishna began to remember his mothers and began to weep loudly. So loudly that all began to weep. Mother, 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 he did like so. Weeping, giving up his father, and came in the lap of Rohini. Rohini took Krishna in the lap of his mother. Still now she was like a statue. But now, having his son in her lap, she began also
to weep bitterly.
Tears coming. Now melting everything, heart. All began to weep. Roni Maya, Nanda Baba, all. Hearing this, our Guru Maharaj began to weep. He could not keep his weeping. So much tears were coming. Aisha,
His face became reddish. He was very much satisfied. I see that. Whenever he used to tell Prabhupada, he could never check himself. Here standing, this
choked,
weeping so bitterly, Prabhupada, when he used to deliver speeches, and whenever a Prabhupada word comes, he could not speak a little word. Then he used to weeping and he
indicate
myself bound Maharaj at the big. So he was so rasik, bhav, tattvajnani. Otherwise wise, Swamiji, who preached in whole world, he took sannyas to him. Why he was subordinate to him, like friends. How Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has loved him so much. So, I know that he was very bona fide guru, beloved of Srila Prabhupada and all guru parampara, serving Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, always. So today we should go down to the lotus feet of Gurudev and all Gurudev in parampara. Now,